Reading from Star Magazine from April of 2019. Paris Jackson, My Side of the Story. As horrifying sexual abuse allegations fly against Michael Jackson, his daughter Paris is finally speaking out. Smooth criminal? Everything seemed picture perfect with Paris's father Michael, until he died. Now, almost 10 years later, leaving Neverland is further rocking her world. There's nothing that I can say that hasn't already been said in regards to defense. Taj is doing a perfect job on his own, and I support him, but that's not my role. I'm just trying to get everyone to chill out and go with the flow, be mellow, and think about the big picture. That's me. So, not love and peace and trying to carry that message out? Tabloids and lies are the bigger picture. I'll pray for you. That is Paris using her words. She has publicly supported Michael, but has also tweeted that it's not her role to defend him, amid the shocking claims, a source tells Star. It was too much for her to take. After spending years defending her famous father, the late Michael Jackson, against accusations that he sexually abused young boys, Paris Jackson, who turned 21 on April 3rd, was being forced to question everything she knew about the man she'd idolized all her life. And on the morning of March 16th, police and EMS workers rushed to her Hollywood home after receiving a call about a suicide attempt. In the weeks following HBO's airing of the bombshell documentary Leaving Neverland, in which Wade Robson and James Safechuck describe in harrowing detail being molested by the pop star when they were children, sources say Paris has been spiraling out of control, leaving her totally unhinged and vulnerable. It's no wonder, having once described her superstar dad as the best father you could ever imagine, a confused and shaken Paris is turning to those closest to her to share her side of the story, a source tells Star. Paris says she grew up feeling like a princess in a fairy tale, says the insider. Her father could do no wrong, so she says it's very hard for her to believe he could be the sick man who abused children. The Jackson family strongly denies the claims against Michael, who died at age 50 on June 25th of 2009. The insider says the stress of trying to reconcile who her dad really was is taking a huge toll on the model and musician. To think of her father in any capacity other than the loving dad she'd always known is really messing with her head, says a friend. She has to question whether her father was really that person. Daddy's little girl. Paris's childhood was isolated but happy, she insists. She spent most of her early life with Michael and her two brothers at Neverland, Michael's 2,700-acre California ranch. She and Prince, 22, have the same mom, Michael's former wife, Debbie Rowe. Her little brother Blanket, 17, was born to an unknown surrogate. It was better than Disneyland, says an insider. There was a petting zoo, Paris had her own pony, and she and her brothers spent summers playing outside at the lake. Paris admits she was the favorite. Because I was the only girl, she said, I was perfect in my dad's eyes. She was devastated by Michael's death in 2009. He went into cardiac arrest after taking a lethal injection of the drug propofol and spent the next few years reeling. Despite inheriting a multi-million dollar fortune, she was hospitalized in 2013 and spent time in a treatment facility after attempting suicide. later revealing it was actually her third attempt at taking her own life. She appeared to get back on track, but checked into rehab last December for alcohol abuse and mental health issues. Headed for another breakdown? In recent weeks, Paris has taken to social media to insist she's okay, as the debate about her father's alleged pedophilia rages on. She's vehemently denied trying to kill herself on March 16th, and was spotted out later that day getting Kentucky Fried Chicken with her boyfriend, Sound Flowers bandmate Gabriel Glenn, and wearing a jacket reading, "I'm fine." When outraged fans urged her on Twitter to defend her father against the disturbing accounts described in Leaving Neverland, she took a laid-back approach, posting, There's nothing I can say that hasn't already been said, adding, "I'm just trying to get everyone to chill out and go with the flow." But those close to her aren't fooled by her claims and say she's acting out. Her partying has been out of control, an insider tells Star, noting that Paris had a two-day bender in New Orleans while celebrating Mardi Gras with Gabriel. "She was smoking cigarettes and drinking lots," said an eyewitness. "She also got into a raging fight with Gabriel on the street. They nearly came to blows," says the onlooker. Beverly Hills-based psychotherapist Dr. Jen Mann tells Star that Paris needs to be in therapy. "Her father was her everything," Dr. Mann says, "and to hear these heinous allegations has to be devastating. It's earth-shattering, and she needs support. Friends and family are hoping she'll get it before it's too late. Everyone is praying for her," says the source. "They really want her to get help, to get the help she needs during this incredibly difficult time." Baby girl, "When Paris giggles, I have no doubt about God's existence," gushed Michael of his only daughter. Kept hidden, Michael often dressed his children in masks so that they wouldn't be recognizable to people. Losing her dad, Paris said a tearful goodbye to her father at his 2009 memorial. "When he died, her world crumbled," says a source. Trying to heal, Paris and her brothers lived with Michael's mother, Catherine, following his death. She tried to give them a normal life with structure and family vacations. Finding fame, Paris made a name for herself modeling for the likes of Chanel and Calvin Klein. Toxic duo. Eyewitnesses saw Paris and Gabriel get into a screaming match on a New Orleans street. Drug use. Paris posted an Instagram story showing her taking a hit from a bong at 4:20 in the morning on March 26th, just 10 days after allegedly attempting suicide. Split personalities. The documentary's allegations include claims that Michael gave the boys and their families expensive gifts and brainwashed them into thinking he was a gentleman, even though he acted otherwise. What happened in Neverland? The HBO documentary Leaving Neverland features in-depth interviews with choreographer Wade Robson, 36, and former child actor James Safechuck, 41, who claim they were sexually abused by Michael. In it, they allege Michael brainwashed their families into thinking he was lonely, that he was a lonely, childlike man who wanted to help them with their careers. Robeson and Safechuck say Michael introduced them to masturbation and porn, and that the behavior escalated into fondling and oral sex. Fans and celebs are divided over whether their claims have merit. While some have supported Robson and Safechuck, others, like Diana Ross, celebrated Michael as a magnificent, incredible force. Laurie and Felicity's TV tell-all. Even though Felicity Huffman and Laurie Loughlin got caught paying their kids' way into colleges, sources tell Star it won't be long before they cash in on a television special. It was grade A scam indeed. That is, until they were caught. On March 12th, Fuller House's beloved Aunt Becky, Laurie Loughlin, boarded an overnight flight from Canada to Los Angeles to turn herself in to federal authorities for weaseling her daughter's way into college with monetary bribes. Meanwhile, just hours before, desperate housewives Felicity Huffman was released from the downtown Los Angeles courthouse on $250,000 bail for doing the same. Not even television could concoct such a twisted plotline. Until now, a source tells Star, according to a well-placed Hollywood insider, multi-million dollar offers for an eventual TV tell-all starring the scheming celebs are pouring in. They'll need the cash once this is all said and done, insists the television tipster, noting that Felicity, 56, allegedly gave $15,000 to have a proctor secretly adjust 18-year-old daughter Sophia's SAT scores, while Laurie, 54, reportedly gave $500,000 to have her daughters, including YouTube vlogger Olivia Jade, 19, accepted as recruited crew members at the University of Southern California, even though they didn't row competitively or participate in the sport. Telling what happened, why and how is very much on both of their agendas. Flunking out, Felicity and Laurie, two of 50 people charged in the scandal involving elite schools such as Yale, Georgetown, USC, and Stanford, have remained tight-lipped since they were taken into custody. But now, our insider says they want to set the record straight, with hopes of salvaging their careers. Laurie's days at Hallmark are over, and Felicity probably won't be getting any new roles either. They could want to explain how this happened, to how they got caught up in the situation, and that it was an honest mistake, spills the insider, adding that they'll likely dish on who knew of their schemes, including Laurie's husband, Massimo Giannulli, 55, and Felicity's husband, William H. Macy, 69. Certainly, their partners were in on it, and their kids knew to some extent, surmises the source. But Felicity and Laurie really didn't understand what they were doing was illegal and that they could be looking at prison time. They thought everybody does this. Unfortunately, they're among the ones who got caught and will have to pay for their crimes. Maybe worse, they'll need to fix what's already been broken. Family and friends divided. Both of the actresses' marriages have been under terrible strain, Star has learned. Felicity and William have been arguing a lot, reveals the insider. It's been unbearable at times. Their fights often end with both of them in tears. William isn't blaming Felicity entirely, because he had a part in this, but he's really worried about the repercussions and how this is going to affect their family. It's more serious than anyone thought. As for Laurie and Massimo, they're both extremely on the edge, says a close pal. She and Massimo are trying to keep it together for their daughter's sakes. They're talking to their lawyers and trying to find a way out of this mess. And our source says they'll start by explaining themselves. Obviously, this tell-all won't be possible until down the line and the case is closed. But that hasn't stopped networks from tapping Laurie and Felicity with huge offers to tell their side of the story, reveals an insider. You can bet they'll want to stick up for themselves while also making a fortune. Wendy Williams' dark past. In Star's exclusive interview, Wendy's first husband, Burke Jirijori, spills all the details the talk show host tried to hide, including a secret affair with a married man. The crowd at the Wendy Williams show erupted into applause when Wendy Williams, looking pulled together in a red and blue plaid dress, took her oversized plush chair on March 27th to dish out the latest hot topics. It seemed to be a complete 180 from just 2 days before, when the talk show host was reportedly rushed to the hospital after relapsing on alcohol while living in a sober house. But such bizarre behavior comes as no surprise to some, including Wendy's first husband, Burt Jirijori, who tells Star that after they were married on September 26, 1992, she just turned into a different person. As rumors swirl that Wendy's current husband, Kevin Hunter, 46, has welcomed a child with his alleged mistress, Sharina Hudson, a likely cause of the 54-year-old television personality's latest downward spiral, Burt, who now owns the North Carolina-based company G2 Marketing, is shedding light upon the celebrity's troubled world. Her abnormal behavior, he says, began immediately after they tied the knot. As soon as the couple, who met in 1991 at the NYC radio station Kiss FM, when she was an on-air personality, said, "I do," Wendy began trying to place her personal life in the spotlight. "I didn't appreciate the fact that she had a reporter from some magazine and a photographer ride in the limousine from the church to the wedding reception," Burt reveals. "I thought that was kind of bizarre. It should have been a private moment." But there were other matters that Wendy kept in the shadows. "I know she said she was doing drugs, but she kept that away from me," Burt says of his ex-wife, who recently admitted to having a struggle with cocaine in the past. "I assumed she was, but I didn't know anything about it. I knew I was seeing strange behavior that I didn't understand when I look back at it." And as it turns out, there was even more that Wendy was hiding. A secret affair. Wendy, who detailed her current husband Kevin's first alleged affair in her 2001 memoir, isn't the only one who was caught cheating. Burt says, "Several people came to me with stories about her being with other people," he explains, refusing to identify the married man whom Wendy allegedly bedded because it might impact his relationship with his spouse. Although Burt does say that the mystery guy was in entertainment and media. "She'd stay out all night and come home about 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning," he adds. "I was like, oh? But she didn't offer me any explanation, and that pissed me off. Still," he says, "I don't wish her any ill will. I hope she's able to find some peace of mind." But concerns for Wendy, who just returned to her talk show after a 2-month break to get treatment for complications from Graves' disease, are still at an all-time high. "Everyone's worried for Wendy's health," frets the insider. "She's waging a brave battle, but those close to her fear it won't be long before she goes off the air again." Star burning questions. How is WrestleMania making history? The future is female, and the wrestling world is no exception. For the first time in the history of the WWE, the main event at WrestleMania 35 will be a women's match. Ronda Rousey will defend her Raw Women's Championship belt against Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey on April 7th. It's a sign the tide is turning. The last time the flagship event was held at MetLife Stadium, 2013's WrestleMania 29, there were 9 matches on the card, with not one of them including a female wrestler. There's a lot on the line for Ronda 32, who'll surely want to hold on to her Raw Women's Champion title, one of the many she's earned, including being the first female UFC champion. But the competition will be fierce, with her opponents wanting to work overtime to take the honor from her. Ladies, let's get ready to rumble. Did Mel get spicy with Jerry? Did two Spice Girls become one? According to Mel B, yes. The former America's Got Talent judge made the shocking confession during an appearance on Piers Morgan's Life Stories. When the host addressed rumors about whether Mel, 43, had slept with bandmate Jerry Halliwell, Scary Spice answered, "Yeah, we all slept in a bed together, but not like that." Morgan pressed on, asking if the pair had slept together like that, prompting Mel to smirk and nod. "Jerry's going to hate me for this because she's all posh in her country house with her husband," she exclaimed. Halliwell, 46, married motorsport racer Christian Horner in 2015. After news of their tryst made headlines, Mel further explained during a radio interview, "It was just one of those things that happened one night." While most would assume dropping that kind of bombshell would make for an awkward reunion, the Spice Girls will embark on their UK tour in May, sans Victoria Beckham, Mel revealed. "She's already cleared the air with Jerry. We had a long conversation." Zigga-zagga, indeed. Did Cardi admit to robbing men? Cardi B's words came back to haunt her after an old video in which she boasted, "I had to go strip, I had to go, oh yeah, you wanna F star star K me? Let's go to this hotel." An I-drugged gas up and I robbed them popped up on the internet, following backlash which inspired the viral hashtag surviving Cardi B. She later apologized in a statement. "I made the choices I did at the time because I had very limited options," the rapper 26 explained, adding, "I did what I did, what I had to do to survive." Is Apollo getting out of jail early? Apollo Nida, the ex-husband of Phaedra Parks, will be returning home a year earlier than expected after serving time in prison for bank fraud and identity theft. The former Real Housewives of Atlanta star, 40, will be released from New Jersey's Fort Dix in 2020 after a federal judge shortened his sentence from 96 months to 84 months. Apollo's legal woes and subsequent marriage troubles played out on the Bravo series before he was sentenced in July 2014. Phaedra, 45, later filed for divorce in October of that same year. The former couple share two sons, Aiden, 8, and Dylan, 5. The TV personality won't be completely free to do as he pleases, however. He'll reportedly be on probation for a few years. Why did Martha and Snoop reenact Titanic? They're flying high, all right, but it's not what you think. Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg paid homage to Titanic to promote the upcoming season of Martha and Snoop's Potluck Party Challenge. The pair reenacted Jack and Rose's iconic scene in which the tragic lovers have a sweet moment at the front of the soon-to-be sinking ship. But in Martha, 77, and the 47-year-old rapper's hilarious version, their ship is a kitchen. And instead of flying and looking into the ocean, their sights are set on frying and making sweet potato fries. Star Wicked Whispers. KLG fights off pit of despair. Kathy Lee Gifford's today's departure triggered an emotional, heartfelt admission from the veteran TV host. "I never dreamed in my life I'd be a widow, an orphan, and an empty nester at the same time," Kathy, 65, confessed to co-host Hoda Kotb, 54, days before her saying her final on-screen goodbye. "It's just bizarre, so you learn how to defend yourself differently. Not by those kinds of labels. You can't, because it sends you into a pit of despair. Now," sobs a pal, Hoda's worried about Kathy feeling the sting when the bittersweet farewell reality kicks in. She's scheduled a special girls' retreat for the two, hoping that it'll lessen the blow. Disick's disrespectful diss, caught on spy cam. Money can't buy you class, according to irate home sellers, who red-handedly caught Scott Disick, 35, slamming the family's cherished framed photographs and artwork while touring their multi-million-dollar Calabasas mansion. As if making fun of their paintings wasn't bad enough, Scott started spewing snarky remarks about the decor, spills a neighbor. As the reality star verbally trashed their prized possessions, each insult was captured on hidden security cameras, which the owners later watched in absolute horror. Hell would have to freeze over before they'd sell to the Kardashians' bad boy. Lady Gaga croons old Madge tunes. No sour notes for Lady Gaga, who sang pitch perfect during a karaoke marathon at a Pal's exclusive Hollywood Hills bash, where a dozen guests partied and sang until the sun came up. But while everyone begged that A Star Is Born leading lady, 33, to sing her own singles, the Oscar-winning diva flatly refused, preferring the original Material Girls music. Gaga belted out Madonna hit after hit, dishes a sauce. She sang songs like Papa Don't Preach. It was a private show to remember. Gotta express yourself. Who could it be now? This sultry sex bomb, who'd been known to secretly swing both ways in her wild younger days, has been living a totally celibate life for the past few years. Since ditching her most recent, famously husband companion, the no longer lusty star told Pals, the idea of sex just seems so boring to me now, insisting she doesn't miss getting hot and heavy beneath the sheets even a little bit. Aussie Filth Fest. This has been Jane Lester reading from Star Magazine of April 2019 for Tabloid Times. Thank you very much, and I hope you guys all have a great week.